Huge week in news, as you know. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District on the line with me here. Congressman, I'm going to back up to last weekend. And the fragile four, the infamous four, the whatever these four women in Congress are, your colleagues, these freshmen, who believe that, you know, they should be in charge. And by the way, they believe that apparently, you know, talking to CBS News said, you know, when you speak to us, you need to keep in mind we are women of color. I guess we're going back to before the Enlightenment, because we're supposed to judge people on who they are and their character, not their not the color of the skin or their gender. That's like pre-Enlightenment sensibilities. It's foolish, frankly. But basically, they're threatening anybody that questions us. You're a racist just because you threaten us or don't agree with us. Maureen Dowdy will call that out. So the president goes out and tweets and gets himself in hot water. They say it's racist because he said, you know, you can't get out of here fast enough. If you don't like it here, go. Love it or leave it apparently is now a racist thing along with everything else. And then it's at the rally in North Carolina where I was actually in attendance for, 10 or 12 seconds, a crowd there, send her back. And now Donald Trump being held to account for a rant that took a few minutes or a few seconds there. What do you make of all of this? I think what has happened out of all of this is that it's Donald Trump versus the squad, as they call it. I don't know where that comes from, but the squad versus Donald Trump. What do you make of it from where you sit?
Well, it's a continuation that's gone on even before he was finally elected. They do not want him to be president. They want to impeach him. They want to remove him. They want to at least make him totally ineffective. For that reason, the Democrat leadership is holding back policies and votes on issues like USMCA, the new trade agreement to take the place of NAFTA, to give America a stronger mark on the world's trade policy. They're holding that back and stopping things from happening. Behind the scenes, there are still some good things happening in committee this week. In Energy and Commerce, we passed bills dealing with robocalls, dealing with energy, et cetera. But their efforts, the national media as well as the Democrat Party, are to frustrate and stop Donald Trump of having any success, if at all possible, and ultimately defeat him in 2020. So that's what's coming out. They will play on every word he says. You know, Steve, you and I have talked about it. I'm not going to say the things. In fact, I couldn't get away with it, saying some of the things, and I don't want to, that sometimes are tweeted out by our president. But the policies are working. He loves America. And I think out of frustration, he said to this squad, and was not to anyone other than the squad, say, listen, if the only thing you can say about America is bad, if you can only bring up the terrible things that you think America has done or hasn't completed, then tell you what, maybe this isn't the place for you. It's your choice. He didn't say go back. He said you make the choice. But you have one of those members this week again calling him an MF-er. Wait a second. Let's point out that there is bad stuff happening at the very least on both sides, and let's draw our country together. America wants to see success. I think they appreciate the success that's going on right now. That's what I want to be involved with, Steve. I want to keep moving this country forward. We're not perfect, but doggone it, we're better than any country on the face of this earth. History that any nation or any national would love to have for their experience as well. That's why people are trying to come here, even illegally.
Well, that's the big point that I come back to. Listen, we have more than a million people that come here illegally every year, which is more than the rest of the world combined. Then you have a million more that are trying to break in illegally. And then when they do break in illegally and they get, you know, incarcerated for a brief period of time or held up, they complain about the accommodations. They complain about the food. I mean, really, you broke into our country. And you don't like what you had for lunch or where you get to stay? Your bed's not soft enough? Your sandwich isn't big enough? I mean, are you joking?
And the four on the squad, all four of them voted against sending more dollars for humanitarian relief to the borders. They voted against it. And they've stood up and they've lied about the fact of people drinking out of toilets and the other things. But they were unwilling to vote with the majority of us who passed the legislation just a week and a half ago to send more money to the border for our border protection agents, as well as for the accommodations, to make sure that while we deal with this onslaught, that has to be changed. It has to be changed. If this is going to be a legal, law-abiding country. They voted against it. So they have nothing to stand on as far as being realistic or factual about their desire to provide humanitarian assistance to the border. When you vote,
well, Donald Trump has framed the election.
Can't accept it.
The election has been framed in 2020, and it will not change. It has been framed as the American dream versus socialism. It's Donald Trump versus the ideas of these four, because Nancy Pelosi, you know, a week before, she was called a racist. A day or two before that, Joe Biden was a racist. Everybody's a racist except, of course, these four women of color, and you can't ever bring up their color because then you're a racist, and you can't deride their ideas because, you know, it has nothing to do with color. It has to do with bad ideas. You can't bring it up. Everything's off limits. I want to ask you about one other thing that's going on, and that's the discussion over increasing the debt limit. America's $22 trillion in debt. We continue to do nothing about it. The president wants more spending on defense, and Nancy Pelosi instantly says, well, that'll be great, but we want a lot more money for this program, that program, and everything else. A congressman, does it ever stop, or is it just on infinitum into oblivion?
Well, I hope it isn't. I mean, the Constitution requires us to pay our debts, so we've got to do that. But we also have to find a way by which we get legislation to the president's desk, not stopped by Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, that starts to pare down not only the discretionary spending, but the non-discretionary spending that has really eaten us alive. And that goes in the area of...
We never get there. We never get there. We talk about it, we never get there. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word, 15 seconds.
Well, America is the greatest place on the face of the earth. I think we need to ratchet down the negative rhetoric that's going on.
Agreed.
That needs to be done on both sides. But we still need to stand for the principles that make America what it is, and that's limited government, that's openness to all, that's choice, that's freedom and opportunity, but it also includes everybody living by the laws and loving this country.
Congressman Tim Walberg, always a pleasure having you here. A lot going on. Maybe this week will be quieter. I doubt it, but maybe.
I doubt it.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
We'll do that.
It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.